Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback.
With us now on Sports Radio 670 WSCR, the score is the quarterback of the Chicago Bears, Rex Grossman. Hi, Rex.
How's it going?
I believe there is no such thing as good Rex. There is no such thing as bad Rex. There's just Rex.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of that.
I'm tired of it, too, but, you know, at the same time, I understand why they say it. I do think, though, that... In this league, what I've learned, though, is if you have a bad game for that whole week, you are a bad player. You know, they're going to say what they want to say, but we're one game away from winning the Super Bowl, and that's amazing.
All right, Rex, we really appreciate it, my friend. And find those holes in the Colts, too, all right?
All right.
Try to have fun down there because everybody says, you know, maybe this is only the only time you'll ever make it. So try to ignore all those bastards and just have fun and find the holes in that Colts defense because
right.
I know you know where they're at.
Yep, I'll find them.
Good luck, Rex.
All right, thanks.
Rex Grossman.
That's an amazing piece of tape. It's when Rex Grossman called Boers and Bernstein by accident?
Nope.
But he called Boers and Bernstein. They were talking about him, and he called, and they had a conversation, and that is Super Bowl week?
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's a lot of crazy stuff that went on with the Bears.
Wow, dude. I mean, that's a team that went 13-3, went to the Super Bowl. Rex threw for 3,200 yards.
He was September NFC Offensive Player of the Month.
In September. But then the season kept going.
It did.
And there were some weeks where... But I mean, what a great mindset of a quarterback to share where he had to get to and understand, which was... If you have a bad game, then for the whole week, you're a bad player. That's, you got to live with that if you're paying attention, if you're online.
It's hard. It's hard to, I mean, really, there was no online when Rex was, we were online. We were the online. The papers were the online back then. He's one of my favorite players that I covered. I just enjoyed him. And he always came across as thoughtful and smart and fun and funny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know that there are people be mad about, you know, the interception in the Super Bowl. I contend, this is a hill that I am willing to die on. I contend that either Tommy Harris or Mike Brown play in the Super Bowl, the Bears win. If both play, they destroy the Colts.
Ha!
I will die on that hill. I'll die on it.
We're not going to make you.
Thank you.
Not going to make you.
But I feel very strongly about that.
Rex Grossman is back in the public consciousness. He's been doing the cruises with our buddy Alex Brown. And Rex was on The Score today.
Yes.
For the first time since then, I wonder?
Yes. He kind of like went away and just went away. And he's one of those guys I was like, I was wondering if he was going to ever resurface. And I'm glad that these cruises have allowed for people to see Rex like as a person and enjoy him and be like, you know what, man, you're a really good dude. And maybe rethink the way that they view his tenure as Bears quarterback. And it was mostly like he would get injured. And that was the thing that people, I think, mostly got upset about.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that he is out here sharing and telling his story and giving you some insight. Really great job by Layla Marshall and Groats today talking with Rex. Here's what Rex had to say about the current quarterback of the Bears.
Just watch him from afar. He just seems like he's more comfortable with his decision making. You know, last year, I think, first of all, the offensive line's a lot better this year. Plus, he's more confident where he's looking and going through his reads instead of just holding the ball a little too long and dancing in the pocket and doing some things when maybe guys were open and he was trying to make a wild play. I think he's understanding the game a little more, has better protection, and I think his coach is putting his eyes in the right spot.
Man, that's cool. He knows what it looks like when the offensive line is bad and when the offensive line is good, and knows how that can transform a quarterback. But the coach is putting his eyes in the right spot. The quarterback has to see it the way that the coach sees it.
That's been very clear from what Ben Johnson said the moment that he walked in. And he talked about, I'm looking forward to sitting down and spending a lot of time with Caleb so that he understands how I see the game. And now they can both do it because it's important for the coach to understand what the quarterback is seeing in real time instead of just on film. And him being like, well, this is why I made this decision, that we had accounted for this guy blitzing, but he got there a little bit faster than I thought. And there was one play, and Greg brought it up on Sunday, where I was kind of thinking similarly. I was like, oh, there's a blitz and there's an immediate hot. And why did Caleb, knowing the blitz was coming from the right, don't even turn your head left? The hot is DeAndre Swift.
Yes.
Get the ball to him quick. Like, there's no reason for you to look over there. The danger's over here. So go beat it. Like, there's a check for that.
Yeah, know the danger. Know where the danger's coming from and just deal with it.
Yep. Just go right to it.
Yeah, so those are the next steps. I hope he can take those next steps. If he can take those next steps, then watch out, league.
Well, the Bears are coming.
Yeah.
That's Rex?
Yep.
The Bears are coming.
Well, there's more from Rex. Would you like to hear him talk about being a Bears quarterback?
Yeah, so it says the description is Rex on the whole Bears quarterback thing. Would this be like, you know, forever? Like, you know, how difficult it is to get a good one? Or is it Rex's experience?
At least his personal experience.
I love it. I'm fascinated.
Being in Chicago was the best 6 years of my life.
Really?
I had a lot of fun. A lot of ups and downs, but mostly ups, you know. Had a couple injuries. You know, I got benched, but also, like, was drafted in the first round, went to the Super Bowl, had a bunch of amazing memories. I mean, just such a fun city to live in, and that whole 6 years will is a special 6 years of my life.
I love that you said that this was the best 6 years of your life, because I can't imagine what it's like to be a Bears quarterback. I mean, the scrutiny is heavy. The pressure is large. You're getting stuck. Like, every single quarterback that's been here gets those critiques. What was it like for you in that regard? Were you turned off as you went out of town because of all that? And what do you think about all the quarterbacks since you that have taken that same pressure, and it seems to affect like the play of these quarterbacks, the pressure that exists to be a good quarterback in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of negatives. Everything you said is true, but there's also, you know, you're in Chicago, you're playing for the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl, you get drafted in the first round, you're in a beautiful city with passionate fans, and, you know, a lot of them loved me. A lot of them didn't. But, you know, that's just part of it. And during the 2006 season, our defense was playing so well and our special teams was making plays, and we would play great on offense. But when we didn't, I was the lightning rod, and the 670, the score was all over it. So everybody just was talking about, well, the defense is going to play great. The special teams is going to play great. We're going to run the ball decent. How's Rex going to play? So I became a lightning rod as big as it gets. So that was a little bit of pressure for sure, but the biggest pressure was on me to figure out how to play consistently well. And I was good at times, and, you know, at times I wish I had a few things back. But, you know, it was an amazing experience. But when I left, I was just so motivated to get another opportunity to play as well as I know I could have, and at times I did as well, but, you know, inconsistency was something I never really got over.
Rex, will you do us a favor, by the way? Will you please not be a stranger? I know, like, the score probably wasn't your favorite radio station to listen to at one point in time, man.
Yeah.
But our listeners love hearing from you. I understand. Like, look, I'm part of it, man. I'm in the media. I cover the Bears to this day. And it ain't easy, man, but it's so good to hear from you. And I hope that you'll come out again with us and we could talk more football and just break down these Bears games.
Absolutely. Give me a call anytime.
Man.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
That's amazing. Doesn't that hit you on a lot of levels?
It hits me on a ton of levels, because I was in those locker rooms. So I saw a lot of – Rex would give me a lot of time when I covered the team, and he would do a lot of events on Tuesdays. Like, the players are usually out in the communities, and think about that. The starting quarterback of the Bears would go be out in the community on Tuesday. And we could talk to him, and we'd see Rex's stuff. And I remember talking with him while he was rehabbing, and he kind of gave me a little tip that he was closer than most people thought to coming back in that game against Atlanta that Alex was talking about on Friday. By the way, we found the picture. Did I share the picture with you?
Yeah, with Alex going after hitting Michael Vick.
And getting him on the, like, we found a clean version with no watermark in it so that he can, you know, share it. But I remember that. The roar at Soldier Field when Lovey made the decision to put Rex into the game. And when he came into the game, the place erupted. And you're like, man, people want this dude to be the guy really badly. And I'm glad that he had that month where it looked like he could do no wrong in September of 06. Like, everything they were doing was just clicking, clicking, clicking. And it got harder. And I know that from that Super Bowl, it was rough for him. Like, that week, like, there was a lot of stress that was going on. As you're looking to battle against Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl, he's always a guy that I felt wasn't fairly, his career wasn't always fairly adjudicated. And I felt like he stayed away partially because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe now
me,
he's got some peace on it.
For me, I'm really happy that he is out here sharing, because we want to know those stories, particularly from him.
Yeah. You know, and I don't have that kind of, you know, specific memory of his time with that proximity. What I'm finding myself thinking about is that crossover that happens when players become media, mm-hmm. or not. And how that must be for them. And there's Rex sharing you the realness. Pat Manley was like the first one to cross over and be steady, consistent media with the score. And I know Pat was really was good buddies with Rex, and they would hang out and they were drinking pals and whatever. And he would know that Rex would feel these ways. I'm sure because Pat would listen. Pat used to listen. And then Pat became one of us. And Pat and I worked together for those few months as partners when he was like really just kind of transitioning into being a media guy. But like Rex didn't do that transition. And now we're blessed to have a lot of guys from that era.
He and Alex were really tight. They were teammates at the University of Florida. And Alex told us the story of Rex's suspension and then coming back against Maryland and all of that stuff. I remember like he was very highly thought of. And I remember, and this shows how smart, speaking of Latin, how smart Mike Brown is. Because we would talk with Mike about him, and you get Mike in a quiet moment, and he said, hey, it's really simple. He's our king. Rex.
Yeah. That's pretty strong.
Means king. Like, you know, like it's little nuggets like that
yep.
where like those guys had a real appreciation for him.
I'm glad that Rex and the score are on good terms and that happened today. Great job by Layla and Marshall and Grody.
Yeah, you guys knocked it out of the park
Killed it. Killed it. Look at that. We gave love to Mully in the morning show in segment one, gave love to the midday show in segment two. What else? What else can we do? Alex, what's next?
You had apologies for folks. You had,
that were heartfelt.
Perhaps Big Ant, who's coming up at 6, will do something worthy of our praise.
Well, like, good luck, Big Ant. We'll be listening.
We've talked enough Iowa football today. Between Big Ant, Matt Bowen, and Sean Considine, there's a lot of Hawkeyes going on around here.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.